Dusk is gently settling upon the hills and pines of Inverness. The dark shadows creep across the ground. In the gathering dusk, the face of the old mansion seems to turn into a shallow, death-like gray. The structure creaks and groans like an old wooden ship until it finally settles down for the evening silence. Somewhere an owl hoots. Jack, Dr. Missoula, Chief Wampum, and that old far-seeing Art have returned from the mouth of the dragon's cave, where they've strung giant rolls of Dr. Missoula's dragonfly paper. They've all gone inside to tell stories and relax with a glass or two of port. But Jack lingers behind, outside the mansion, his keen ears listening intently to a familiar song being sung by an unfamiliar voice.
It's coming from the carriage house. I think I'll take a look. Hello. I'm Jack Flanders. Well, it's quite a car you have there. A Mercury, is that right? Well, you've certainly kept it in fine condition. It's raked, I see. It's a beautiful car. Candy apple red, is that the color? Yeah, well, Fender skirts, too. And a chrome swan hood ornament. Buick portholes. Hey, you mind if I take a look under the hood?
Yeah, I mind.
Oh. Well, I haven't met you before. You must be Wham Bam Shazam.
Yeah, that's right. So what?
I'm Jack Flanders.
So?
Well, I heard you singing an old familiar song.
So put me in jail.
I was just wondering if it was a favorite of yours.
What's it to you?
Listen, you scrawny little punk. The last time I heard that song, some drooling idiot was trying to slice me up with a meat cleaver.
Why didn't you say that in the first place, mister?
Well, I think you know something about it.
You want to talk to old Art. He knows about everything going on around here.
Right now, I'm talking to you.
That's a great way to relate. Coming on, Mike, my parents.
Look, when I first stepped in here, the hostility coming off you was so thick I could...
Cut it with a meat cleaver? Yeah, so I have a love affair with a 49 moin. So what?
Okay. Look, what I wanted to ask you about was...
You want a beer?
Yeah, sure.
I got a cola out here. Here you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, you need a choice key. Here.
Thanks. You know, I thought everything was twist top nowadays.
You can still get the others.
Well, look, what I want to know about is the fourth tower.
What fourth tower?
Inverness.
There's only three towers, man.
Yeah, I've heard that one before, man, but I saw a fourth.
Where?
The north side of the house.
That's a good place, since it's got one on every other side.
You mean you've never seen it, then?
Nah, I don't see much of anything.
But you've heard about the fourth tower.
Yeah, I read about it.
Really? Where?
Some book written by some old dude. Old Art's got it now.
Oh. Well, what did it say?
I don't remember too much. Something about it appears now and then, but only a couple of people can see it. And you gotta be careful if you try to get inside, because it's dangerous. It'll swallow you up. And you probably won't ever come out again. And you know I never saw it, so it wasn't that interesting anyway.
And you think old Art's got the book?
Sure, probably.
Hey, wait a minute. What about that song you were singing? Is there a jukebox sealed away up in the fourth tower that plays by itself just before some accident is about to occur?
According to the old writings, every now and then some cat will come along and see the tower. But the accidents will increase until he figures out how to get into the thing. Then they cease. Until whenever it's time to start the cycle over again... in search for another victim to sacrifice.
Sacrifice? Hey, are you serious?
Yep. I'm dead serious.
Jack Flanders has met the teenager, Wham Bam Shazam. Wham Bam has related a story he read that mentioned the non-existent Fourth Tower. This book, according to Wham Bam, is now in the West Tower, in the possession of that old, far-seeing art. Jack climbs the stairs to the West Tower, where lives that old art. He raps on the trap door.
Who's that? A rap, rap, rapping at my trap door.
It's me, Jack.
Oh, Jack, come in. Come right in. Well, you finally come for a visit, huh?
That's right. Huh. Say, this is really fine up here.
Yes, it's a clear night tonight. You can see for a million miles.
Wow, it's almost like an observatory. Must be something living up here, surrounded by stars.
Oh, it gets you thinking.
Yeah, I guess it does. You know, I remember as a kid standing on a hilltop on a night like this and... well, just looking out at the universe.
Yeah, it's enough to take your breath away.
Sure is. Makes me feel pretty insignificant.
Yep. Kind of puts things in their proper perspective, huh?
I guess so.
Can you hear the sound?
What sound?
Well, it's high-pitched, like 100 crickets chirping. It's kind of like ringing in your ears.
A constant high pitch?
Yeah, that's it. The Om sound, the sound of the universe.
Oh, so that's the Om sound.
Mm-hmm.
You said you could hear other sounds, too.
Yep. There's two or three others that are coming in that weren't there before. These are coming from way off, probably somewhere in the center of the universe. I expect that's what's bringing on this whole thing the Earth's going through right now, especially this country. A lot of spiritual things becoming part of everyday talk.
I thought you people had cut yourselves off from the outside world.
Oh, well, it's all there in the air. Just like radio waves, all you gotta do is know how to tune in on it.
That's interesting. Say, I was talking to Wham Bam Shazam, and he said you had a book that had something in it about the Fourth Tower.
Oh, Lady Jaws got it now.
Oh, okay. What's that piano I keep hearing?
It's the Madonna Vampiro. A piano's an upright set in the walls near the base of the tower. It comes echoing up the shaft. Anyway...
And that old jukebox that plays before an accident is about to occur. Do you ever hear it from up here?
Oh, yeah. She seems to float in the air, that music.
You don't think it comes from one of the towers?
Nope. But she just seems to float in the air up here. Yep.
Tell me something, old Art.
Yep.
Is everyone here, in Inverness,
yep,
in their right mind?
Oh, totally mad, every last one. What do you expect, living on this mountain, shut off from the rest of the world? Well, the servants, they go into town for supplies. None of us do anymore.
Why not?
Don't need to. You smoke?
Smoke what?
Tobacco.
Not anymore. Not since I read the Surgeon General's report.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see you can roll a cigarette with one hand.
Sonny, I can roll a cigarette with two left toes in the tornado. I used to smoke a pipe, but one day out in the desert where I prospected, severe sandstorm rose suddenly, and I crouched down behind a boulder. When it had passed, I looked up and saw these two fierce, bloodshot eyes staring at me. And I looked again... and sure enough, a tiny horn-backed toad had leaped in my pipe bowl for shelter. And he was sitting on the hot ash there. He got his butt burned some, I suspect. Oh, he's up and mad. And smoke, it weren't too tasty, no.
Art, let me ask you one other thing.
Yep.
You trim the hedges in the maize, don't you?
It's your plugs. You need earplugs to go into that weird place.
What do you mean, weird?
Does things to your head. You start hearing things, you start seeing things. No, I don't like it none.
Well, what do you hear?
Well, it ain't too pleasant. There's weird voices. It gets your head going like in a spiral, round and round. You can't get out of it. And then you start to see creatures, and they're dancing and leaping about a fire. And you want to start to dance with them. I even saw it was a thing like a demon, you know, with all these arms. And arms like, they're like spaghetti. Oh, they were coming out of it. It was a spider, a hairy, ugly spider, only with the head of a woman on it. And, well, you don't believe me, but that's just as well. I don't want to remember that. No.
But you've gone into the maze since then.
Earplugs. Good pair of earplugs gets you through about anything nowadays.
Do you mind if I borrow a pair?
What for? You ain't going out there now.
Look, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And let me borrow that flashlight of yours, too.
Well, that's about the most idiotic thing I ever heard. Well, you just make sure you don't remove them earplugs. Otherwise, you won't be around for me to say, I warned you. And that'd be a shame.